We're live here in Washington, D.C., where it's you'll find a lot of people who believe things that make no sense, a lot of skeptics about just about everything. Frank Bozzolari joins us. He has a new book called Who Believes in Roswell? And it caught my eye, first of all, because it's always been a fascinating case, but it is about being skeptical and who believes what and why they believe things. Frank, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Ernie, thanks for having me on.
Did you find some commonalities between people who believe and skeptics?
Well, the truth is that this book, Who Believes in Roswell, was actually my master's thesis.
Really?
And the reason that it became a book was because of the profound differences that we found between those who believe in Roswell, the personal characteristics and traits that people have that incline them to believe in Roswell, which differentiates them from those who disbelieve in Roswell.
Now, for those who don't know the story of Roswell, about the alien ship crashing back in 1947 and being hidden by the government at various locations, I think it's, goodness, I couldn't even tell you where it is now, what the latest story was. I've talked to a lot of folks who've investigated the case, and I always maintain a level of skepticism. Tell me about some of the characteristics, younger versus older, educated versus non-educated, and how they look at that particular case.
Sure, Ernie. Some very interesting findings. One of the things I found about age is that the older a person is, the more likely that person is to believe in Roswell. Now, that was a finding that really surprised me and would certainly surprise skeptics, because the thinking is, well, the older and wiser you are, the less likely you are to believe something so fantastic, and it would be young, imaginative minds that would be more likely to believe, but that's not true. The younger a person is, the less likely they are to believe. Regarding education level, if you have a college degree, any college degree, doesn't matter, bachelor's, master's, or Ph.D., you are less likely to believe in Roswell. So the less educated you are, the more likely you are to believe, and the older you are, the more likely you are to believe.
Now, I would, I'm going to take a guess. I'm stepping out on a limb here, but I'm going to guess that those folks who believe a lot, you know, maybe a conspiracy theory here or there, is probably going to be more likely to believe in Roswell as well.
Very much so, yeah. Ernie. In fact, one of my findings was about conspiracy theories. And let's take, for example, the Kennedy assassination. Mm-hmm. The belief in the Kennedy assassination, that conspiracy, coincides overwhelmingly with a belief in Roswell. And the same was true to a lesser extent, but still pretty substantial, regarding a September 11th government conspiracy. So people will tell you, when you ask people, they will tell you that they make their judgments on these things specifically on the merits of each individual case. But the fact of the matter is, my findings show different. My findings show that people who are inclined to believe one conspiracy are also inclined to believe another conspiracy. It simply is a personality trait. People who tend to be distrustful of government and authority, and who tend to be distrustful of that which they cannot touch and feel tangibly, tend to be that way about everything.
Yeah, you know, I think it's true with so much of life today, whether it be politics or whether it be conspiracies, whether it be pretty much anything. You have a perspective, and that perspective focuses what you are going to choose to believe or not believe.
Absolutely. And that was true even in findings that surprised me. For example, regarding religion, or the degree to which one is religious, the more religious you are, the more likely you are to believe that the Roswell incident actually happened. Now, what's interesting about that, Ernie, is that if the Roswell incident happened, it was not a religious event. It would be no different than if a Japanese aircraft crashed in New Mexico. Yet, the fact is that those who identified themselves as very religious were the most likely to believe, followed by those who were just moderately religious, and the least likely were atheists and agnostic. And I think that speaks, again, as you said, to a worldview. People who tend to take things on faith, the way religious people do, would be more inclined to believe something that really can't be tangibly proven anymore, something like the Roswell incident.
Yeah, now it's funny, because I would have thought that religious folks would have not believed simply because it would conflict with their religious belief.
Yes, and that was why it was such an interesting finding.
Yeah. All right, Frank Bozzolari, the book is called Who Believes in Roswell? It's a very interesting study of, I guess, the human mind, you could say, and how we think and why we think what we think, which I think is even a more important question. Frank, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, good to talk to you. Interesting.